you look at the details of biochemistry, molecular biology, you might find a signature of some sort of designer.
Wait a second. Richard Dawkins thought intelligent design might be a legitimate pursuit?
And that designer could well be a higher intelligence from elsewhere in the universe.
But you're crazy to say it's God.
Heavy, heavy, heavy. Yeah. Yes, you can say it's anything you want, men from outer space, Martians, anything you want, but not God. Cannot be God.
Right.
It's not allowed to be God.
Right.
How did life begin? And why should we close our eyes to the possibility that God did it, that there's an intelligent creator, and his name is G-O-D?
Yeah. It amazed me to see the arrogance and, honestly, the misery that these people live in.
I think they live in a little teeny box. Mm-hmm. They are surrounded by a little teeny box of protecting themselves and their theory. They cannot look outside that box for the giant spacelessness of time and the giant spacelessness of God.
Right.
And that makes me feel bad for them. They're famous within their circles, but they don't have God in their lives, and that makes me sad for them.
Yeah. They are so closed-minded.
Yes.
And it really I got the feeling from the movie that it's really not about science.
No, it's about them.
It's anti-God. They cannot allow God to be a part of anything.
Right, because if there is a God, then they might be judged. If there's a God who holds you accountable for your actions, you're in a lot of trouble. Now, I'm going to be the first to agree, I'm in a lot of trouble too. But yeah. They cannot admit that there's a possibility of sin or a possibility of morality. And they can't agree on this basic thing. If man is just a speck of dust struck by lightning and then turned into a human being, then he has no moral responsibility. If we're all children of God, we have some moral responsibility because we all have some little piece of God in us.
Yeah.
That scares them to death.
Okay.